I want to talk about perspective because I have recently been given a lot of it. And the only way for me to do that was for me to take all the problems that I had and to put them against the massive backdrop that is the real world. And for me to go, oh, wait a second, all the things that I'm struggling with, that I'm frustrated about, in the grand scheme of things, they don't really matter. And I had been letting those little things stop me from doing the big things that really matter in my life. So I'll sort of explain what I mean by that. This job that I had been working that was really frustrating, honestly, was it the worst job? I can't really tell you. I actually don't know. What I know is it was not an environment that was conducive to any kind of growth or improvement or pretty much anything for me. Let's put it this way. For me, it was a dead-end job. But for somebody else, maybe it wouldn't have been. And that's fine. Well, a good example, I mentioned that it was an IT-related job. And I'll tell you a story about something that happened at this job. So I had, this is give you perspective. I had to do Ethernet work when I was at this job once, when my boss was on vacation for a week. And so I go to do Ethernet work. And the whole time, there was this building that was being remodeled that I had to do Ethernet work in. And I had no idea what I was doing. Like I knew how to do the job, but only barely. Like I had been shown how to terminate Ethernet cables and that was about it. So I go to do this Ethernet cable management in the basement of this building that is being remodeled by a different subcontracting company. And when I'm in this building, it starts to downpour rain. It's downpouring and it's a hot summer day. So it's like 90 degrees and it's thunderstorming. And I'm in the basement of this building, right? And there's like whatever you call those, where there's like a window, egress window right next to me, and water starts to flood in into this room that I'm in, where I'm trying to like manage Ethernet cables in the ceiling. And in this room where water is flooding in, there's no floor and there's glue all over the floor where the floor used to be. So I'm walking through sticky glue on these old shoes that I can't afford to replace, and water is gushing in at my feet. And while it's happening, earwigs, Satan's minions, earwigs are like washing at my feet like they're surfers or something from hell. And this is one moment of so many. I have so many of these, right? And I'm like, why am I doing this? And that wasn't even like, that was barely 6 months in. I was like, why am I doing this? And I don't mean why as in like, just like, oh, you know, offhanded. I mean, fundamentally, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't who I am. I don't enjoy this. This doesn't grow me. This doesn't develop me. There's the only thing I learned through this, which is fine, by the way, is perseverance. And I think that's okay. But perseverance, you know, if you go into Skyrim and you level up one skill to level 100, like blocker one-handed, that's cool. But that's all you have to show for it. Perseverance, like I've leveled that up, but eventually even that wasn't enough to sort of keep me going. And so my point is that whole time I was in that basement and I was doing that work, like, that I let that problem, because it felt so big, especially the way I described it felt so big and it felt so impossibly large. Like, this is what I do. At least that day, that's what I did. I was like, I can never escape from this. This problem is so big that I have made such a career misstep for me that I don't want to be doing this, that this isn't beneficial to me. Like, how did I mentally get to this point? And I essentially allowed that thing, that whole framework, the problems that I had at my job every day and in my life, I let these problems sort of own me and take over me. And I didn't even know that it was happening because I didn't have perspective. This was the first time this had really happened to me. Although obviously this is a learning experience because now I've taken it forward. And carried it forward to other things now. But I think in life we have these problems that are so unbelievably huge feeling. It's not all of them. There are problems that are big as life. I mean, there really are, for sure. But there are also problems that are not that big that we can walk away from, but we just don't even know how, maybe, or we don't realize how small those problems are. Okay, well, like I said, I went to Colorado on a rip and left my job because I couldn't be there anymore. And I wanted to go network out in Colorado anyways. And so when I was out there, there's a lot of prerequisites for me to go out there. Yeah, it didn't cost me a lot. It cost me just a plane ticket back. But the thing is, one of the only things I'd have to do is fly back. I've never been on a plane before, never with anybody, and never like a very far distance. And despite us driving this, my friend, like I said, drove a Renault Alliance, a 1980 something 3-speed automatic Renault Alliance all the way across the country, I still had to fly back. And so I flew out of Denver, flew from Denver all the way down to Dallas-Fort Worth, and from Dallas-Fort Worth all the way back to Michigan. And it was there was a layover in Dallas. And I had never flown and was really nervous because I'm normally really afraid of heights. Well, it turns out that it was not only the best experience probably of my life, it is also the last thing I can think of off the top of my head that I was ever just kind of bucket list scared of. Like, I think people have like a list of things they're scared to do, and they're just like, oh, here's a bucket list of all the things. That was the last one. It was flying. And I hadn't realized it until after I had done it. And I'll sort of elaborate on this a little bit further. Basically, when I got on the flight, my friend helped me get through TSA, all that different stuff, Colorado. And I got onto the plane, and you don't have internet at 37,000 feet. I didn't know this, but it's fine. I was going to pay for Wi-Fi because I'm an adult and I have a 3DS and I have other things I can do on the plane. So it's fine. So I downloaded a couple of albums on Spotify. And so I downloaded, I think, Zero by Lil Roar because it's super fantastic. As well as Kid A by Radiohead, because of course I did. I put in Breathe In from Lil Roar, and I timed it so that when the plane would take off, you would hear the main part of Breathe In start. And I was watching this plane. So I got a window seat. And as the plane is starting to take off, the music starts to take off, and I'm watching the ground like slowly go down, right? And it's going and it's going, it's going. And as we're going up in the air, remember we're in Denver. And so there's the Rockies are right there. And as we're going up and going up, I'm starting to see everything. And the plane is tipping because it doesn't tip like scary, but there's yaw to the plane because it has to turn. And so this plane is turning like a gigantic airboat almost. That's why, one of the companies that makes them is called Airbus. I mean, they should call them airboats, but this thing's like a boat and it turns, it has this yaw to it. And so I'm going really low and I'm going really high as we're slowly going up. And this music is kicking up and I'm starting and I'm looking at the houses. The houses are getting smaller and smaller and smaller to a point of being impossibly small. Like, you can see a picture or a video of someone with taking their camera or their phone and like looking out the plane going, oh, that's really cool. But it's very different to see the houses shrink. And as time goes on, they go smaller and smaller and smaller. And I kept thinking about how my whole life I've lived in a very small region just in out in the Midwest. And so when I think of my problems, I think of them kind of like those little houses. And as soon as I start going up higher and higher and higher, I start realizing, oh, they really don't matter. Not only are there way bigger problems to solve, way bigger problems in the world than the small ones that I thought were big, but were really small, but also life is so much bigger than those stupid little idiotic problems where I couldn't install Word on somebody's computer or an Ethernet cable, despite terminating it 5 times, still wouldn't work. Like, I let those problems just take over me. But when I got the perspective in that plane of how massive the world is, how those houses are tiny, but they're not just tiny, they're monstrously tiny. I mean, they are so small compared to the mountains. When I saw all of that, I just said, oh, wow. Like, okay, I thought that my problems were big and they were big to me, but in the grand scheme of the world, they're really not. And we have a lot of problems in the world that I think we wrestle over, especially in the internet. There's a lot of problems that we wrestle over that are quantified based on how much we wrestle over them. But sometimes I think we forget to consider how big the problems actually are, especially with relative to our own life. A really good example is obviously we all got COVID years ago, like back in 2020, right? And that was a big problem. Like, I think everybody agreed when it happened, that was a big problem. But as time went on, the degree to which that problem was a big problem changed for different people. Some people that were younger, it didn't affect them as much, or their families, and other people had their lives completely destroyed by it. And that's not even a question about that, you know? And so it's tough, because I think in life, when we have problems and we don't know how to solve them to begin with, sometimes what helps me, as I've now learned, is to do everything I can where I am to try to get perspective on those problems. If I try to dissect the problem that I can't solve, sometimes what I'll do is try to get perspective. If the problem is actually really big, like it's a huge problem, it'll give me a confidence boost, because I'll recognize that, like, the fact that I was even trying to tackle that problem, whereas maybe other people might not, that in and of itself gives me a confidence boost, but also helps me realize the weight of what I'm doing, so that I don't just like push through it like in a haphazard way, right? Often when we're struggling with problems, if we aren't aware of how big or small or what the scope of, it's very hard for us to do scope gaugement of problems, I think. I could be wrong on that, but I contend that that's challenging for our brains to be able to say, okay, how big is this problem that we're actually trying to solve? Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, to be able to gauge the scope of it. Usually if it's a massive problem, like something like COVID or world hunger, okay, that's different. Or maybe sometimes something at a mega political scale. But when it comes to our own personal lives, we have problems that we think are so unbelievably hard. We're like, man, I don't want to do dishes. I don't want to do laundry. Oh man, I came back from Colorado instantaneously. I mean, I was like, what is the first thing I could do? Because I realized I was way more capable than I ever thought I was. Because I was able to get on the plane and do all that stuff and do all the things I did in Colorado. But I also had no idea how small my problems here were until I actually tackled big problems. Then I said, oh, wow. The small things, the things that I thought were big are not that big. They're pretty small. And obviously there's a degree to which, as a human being, you know, we have limits and everybody's at different places in their life. So like I was recently extremely, extremely down on myself and a lot of things. And so to ask me to do chores would have been a lot, because I'd be like, there's not even any point doing chores. And I've been there and I have, and I understand what it's like to be there. And when people are in those situations, you have to be able to work with them where they are, because that's what I needed. You know, like you can't just ask somebody that's like at that level to just go do something absolutely massive. What I did with all the problems that I had been dealing with is I just walked from them, because all the little problems that I was dealing with were so monumentally disastrous, and it was so many, it was like death by a thousand cuts, kind of. That's kind of how my job was and how my living situation was. I was just like, dude, it wasn't one thing that just tore me down. It was these really small little things over and over and over and over and over again. I got cut up 1,000 times, and eventually I just said, this isn't it. I can't keep doing this where I'm letting myself get cut down one day at a time until there's nothing left of me. So I just walked away from all of it. I just said, there's not one problem I can just fix. It wasn't that kind of environment. And so I said, I have to walk from the entire environment. And that has created new problems. The difference is that I believe I can actually solve these problems. The problems that I would have been trying to solve in my old environment, I actually never would have been able to solve them, because they weren't mine to solve. They were a part of a bigger problem that was never my responsibility and should never have been, and no one would have ever given me the responsibility to fix the problems that resulted in earwigs in a glue-covered basement. It was something that I could have just walked from. And so I did, because I said, this isn't something that I'm not going to let this own me. I'm not going to let my environment, not anymore. I'm not going to let my environment and my career, and the people around me decide who I am for me. That's up to me to decide that. And, you know, we can do that work internally to decide who we are. We can also do it externally based on our environment and based on the accolades that we sort of do, because when we do things, it sort of proves to ourselves who we are a little bit, because we have those accolades. We can always fall back and say, hey, at least I did this, at least I did this. And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, going to the gym is a lot, actually. If it's something that you then lean on for your sense of identity, not like to the degree where that's just all you are, you know, it's a combination of things. But I just decided for the first time, I'm not going to put up with all the crap that's going on. I'm going to just walk, because it would be better for me to walk and have a completely new series of problems that I don't know how to solve and go struggle through that than stay one more minute in this, where this is just cutting me down. There's no building up. There's no leveling up. It'd be like in Skyrim, if you were just getting hit by the same low level enemies over and over and over again, and you couldn't move because you installed mods and you just put 500 skeletons or draugrs all over you, and they were just hitting you. And it's like, yeah, it's upgrading your block, I guess, maybe. Eventually, you just have to blow it up. Like, you can't just stand there in that environment and just keep letting that crap hit you, because at some point, you need an entire mindset, you need a do-over. You need an entire mindset shift. And at least for me, that's what I did, and that's what's worked for me. I am mentally doing way better. I have a completely different set of problems that I'm working through right now, but they're way more dynamic. They're way more nuanced. They are more well-rounded problems, and I'm willing to tackle them and learn from them instead of just having to struggle with like 500 zombies just attacking me in Minecraft or something like that. It's not like that. It's like I just completely destroyed my environment, and I'm just completely rebuilding with my wife because we're like, it's just not worth it. So I mostly want to send the message that the problems that we have are not as big in the grand scheme of the world, the scheme of the world, as we think they are. They're still big, maybe. And more importantly, maybe they're big to us in our life. If I'm extremely, extremely frustrated and disappointed and down on my luck and angry and I'm an alcoholic and I'm laying in bed and I don't want to go to work, doing laundry, in the grand scheme of my life, it becomes a big deal. But in the grand scheme of the world and all that's out there, it's not anymore. I can get another job. I can move to a different state. I can completely relocate. I can start over completely. And I realized that. And that completely changed my entire perspective for every person I've talked to, every interaction I've had, all the networking I've been doing. I'm no longer scared of any of the things that I was scared of before, because like I said, and I've said that to my wife, like if I completely royally screwed my life up, like to the degree that I was like not a felon or anything like that, but I screwed up my life really bad, there's 49 more states, you know, like that kind of mindset, if I stayed in the country, you know. And so that's the way I sort of look at it. I'll finish with this. I was telling my wife this. Imagine a massive ocean undergoing a thunderstorm, and you can see tornadoes in the distance and hurricanes in the distance, and the sun is setting, so it's streaked with this beautiful orange purple sort of tint. And while you're looking at this terrifying ocean storm, if you turn around behind you, you see this little puddle of water, this maybe, let's say, 3 to 6 foot around, and it's raining, it's torrenting rain. And you go over to this puddle and you decide that you're going to drop a fishing line in it because you're going to go fishing. You drop this fishing line in this little puddle and you sit there for a minute in the torrential downpouring rain, and you don't catch any fish because you dropped it in a puddle. And you're sitting there and you start telling yourself, man, I'm never going to catch any fish. There's nothing I can do. I'm doing everything I possibly can to catch these fish, and it's just not working. And you maybe grab an earthworm, you put an earthworm on the end. But you're fishing in a puddle right next to the largest ocean you can imagine. And there's a storm going on, but there's an ocean right there. It's right there. All you have to do is turn around and throw your line into that ocean. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's just like the problems that we have that are big. Don't get me wrong, they're huge problems. But in the grand scheme of life, they may not be that big. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying they may not be, which is much different. The only way to know is to get perspective on those problems. And sometimes we'll just neglect to try, mostly because, if you asked me, there's this risk that they actually are really big problems and, oh, wait, we actually are screwed. But at the same time, I would rather take the risk, or at least for me. There are problems that we know are big enough that we can't walk away from them, you know, but there are also problems that are so that we can't let own us, because if we let those problems own us, there's no end in sight for how badly that can become. We can identify with our problems, which I know many people that have personally, and that causes a slew of other issues in their life, which then they continue to identify with. And I don't agree with looping our identity up in the problems that we have. That in and of itself is its own topic for another time. But I don't think letting problems climb on top of us and tell us where to go, I don't think that is a good strategy for life. At no point do we outgrow the problems that we let get on top of us and tell us where to go. You know, I think that we grow as we conquer those problems. But I have met people and I know people that let the problems stop them and define them. For me, I just don't know if I want to do that and if I agree with it. And I'm trying to be gentle about that, because I know people that have actual problems, you know, like big ones, and maybe they identify with them and that's their decision. That's okay. But if you have problems in life that you're struggling to overcome and you're struggling to deal with, and it's like, it just, they never end, those problems, they just, every single day they keep coming. Try to see if you can find a way to get perspective on those problems, to find out how big or how small they are. Sometimes they're big enough that it's better to just leave. That's what I did. Sometimes problems are big enough in our life that we can't conquer them, but small enough that we can walk and start over. And that was my experience. You are not the horse by which an owner jumps on top of you, that owner being your problem, and tells you where to go. You don't have to live that way. I don't think so. And for the people that do have to live that way, I would like to believe that there is a positive outlook that can be formed from that, and growth that can be formed from that. People, for instance, that have, like, I know people that have like really bad, maybe immunological illnesses and stuff like that. And it's like, they have a lot of limitations that they didn't choose. And it's like, you know, people in those situations, we can let our problems decide who we're going to be, or we can allow those problems to mold and shape our character and become stronger. And sometimes we drop the ball and let our problems own us. But at the end of the day, it's our life, you know, and we have to decide who's in charge. And for me, I decided I was going to be in charge of my life. And I won't know, you know, I'm never going to regret whether or not I should have done this. I'm never going to regret that, because I couldn't have known previously. There's no way to regret something if I didn't have the foreknowledge to know if it was a good idea, because I had very strong evidence to suggest that I should have just left and walked out any time. This was just the nail in the coffin, or the kick in the teeth that made me do it. So in the future, if you have problems and they're big and you can't conquer them, or you're not sure how big your problems are, sometimes perspective goes a very long way. I will see you all on the other side.